It's 5:32, and this is New Hampshire Public Radio News. I'm Brady Carlson. New Hampshire's highest court has unanimously upheld the conviction of the state's lone death row inmate. But as NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, the court must hold additional hearings before it decides if Michael Addison will be executed or serve life in prison.
In a 243-page decision, New Hampshire's Supreme Court found no reversible error in the conviction of former Boston gang member Michael Addison in the killing of Manchester police officer Michael Briggs. The justices wrote, Addison's sentence was not imposed under the influence of passion, prejudice, or any other arbitrary factor, and with sufficient evidence to support the jury's findings of aggravating circumstances. But before Michael Addison's sentence is imposed, New Hampshire law requires the court to also consider whether his death sentence is excessive compared to other similar cases. Michael Addison shot and killed Michael Briggs in a Manchester alley in 2006 after Briggs tried to stop Addison. Addison had earlier that week committed two armed robberies. If Michael Addison's death sentence stands, he'd be the first person executed in New Hampshire since 1939. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.
For the next 2 weeks, lawmakers will be in Concord to discuss Medicaid expansion, including an up or down vote. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, Governor Maggie Hassan says she's open to ideas for how to expand the health program, but wants to make sure any final plan works for the state.
Hassan and leaders of both parties have been meeting privately to discuss ways to expand Medicaid, but as of yet haven't hinted at a deal. Last month, a study commission recommended a plan put forward by Democratic Representative Tom Sherman that expands Medicaid for individuals earning up to about $15,000 a year, but relies on private insurance for some newly eligible. Hassan says negotiations with top Republicans may yield another approach.
We are open to their ideas, some of which are different than the ones in the commission report. At the end of the day, the ideas have to be workable and they have to be cost-effective for the state and for the people.
Senate Republicans are holding a press conference Thursday to discuss their vision for expansion. Any plan will need the approval of both chambers. A final vote is slated for November 21st. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.
Mostly cloudy skies across the state tonight with a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the low 40s to around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, rain expected across the state with temperatures in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Sunshine set to return on Friday. This is NHPR News.